Title: SnareFlam Timing Masterclass Without Third-Party Plugins Intermediate. Alright, let's level up your drum and bass snares in a way that sounds expensive, aggressive, and controlled, without adding a single third-party plugin. Today is all about snare flam timing. In DNB, a flam isn't really a double snare the way a drummer might play it. It's more like a microlayered impact, a tiny leaden that makes the main snare feel heavier, more urgent, and more alive. And at 170 plus BPM, tiny timing moves matter. Like, seriously, 2 to 25 milliseconds can be the difference between tight and nasty, and why does my snare sound late? We're going to build a simple rolling two-step loop around 174 BPM, with a main snare on beats 2 and 4, and then we'll craft the flam in three different ways using Ableton Live stock tools only. First, the gold standard MIDI flam inside drum rack for consistency. Second, an audio method and arrangement for surgical control and resampling. Third, a groove pool approach for subtle human feel. And I'll coach you through the common ways flams go wrong: phase weirdness, transient masking, overcompression, and the classic trap, where the flam makes the snare feel like it lands late. Let's set up. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Create a new MIDI track and drop a drum rack on it. Now grab two snare-ish sounds. One main snare, punchy, short tail, something that already feels like a DNB snare. And one pre-hit, quieter, shorter, could be a rim, a tick, a filtered snare, or even a tiny break transient. Optional, if you want jungle texture later, you can layer a break, but don't complicate it yet. Here's the mindset. The first hit should be lighter and quicker. The second hit is the body. If both hits are equally strong, you don't get a flam. You get two snares fighting. Method A, the MIDI flam. This is the one you'll use when you want the flam to behave the same way all across your track. Create a one-bar MIDI clip. Put your main snare on beats 2 and 4. In Ableton's bar.beat.16th world, that's 1.2 and 1.4. Now we're going to place a pre-hit just before the snare on beat 2. Copy the snare note, or add a new one on your pre-hit snare pad, and place it slightly earlier than the main snare. Turn off the fixed grid or use fine movement. You want micro timing. Zoom in, like, uncomfortably close. This is where the sauce is. Let's talk starting targets. If you want a tight modern DNB flam, aim for 6 to 12 milliseconds before the main hit. If you want a more classic flam, go 12 to 20 milliseconds. If you want a looser jungle-ish vibe, 18 to 28 milliseconds, but be careful, because past a certain point your ear stops hearing one event and starts hearing two hits. Quick coaching note, at 174 BPM, 10 milliseconds is noticeable. 15 to 20 gets dramatic, and around 25 milliseconds, depending on how your hats are placed, it may start to read like a separate snare. So don't chase numbers like it's science class. Use them to get you into the right neighborhood, then judge it in context. Now do the second half of the flam sound. Velocity. Set the pre-hit velocity lower. Somewhere around 35 to 70 is a good range. Set the main snare velocity higher, 95 to 127. If your pre-hit is almost as loud as your main hit, the flam stops being a leaden and turns into a messy double. Now, clean up the pre-hit inside drum rack, because the number one reason flams smear is tail overlap. Click the pre-hit pad, go into simpler, and shorten it. Reduce decay so it doesn't ring into the main snare. If there's a click, a tiny fade-in, like 0 to 2 milliseconds, can smooth it without killing the snap. Then put an auto filter on the pre-hit chain and high-pass it. Try 200 to 500 Hz to start, sometimes even higher if you want it to be pure tick. The goal is, the pre-hit should not steal the weight from the main snare. It's a signal, not the payload. Now loop your drums and listen with the rest of the groove, not just the snare soloed. Here's a big rule: flam timing should lock to your hat pocket, not the grid. If you have straight 1/16 hats, a pre-hit that's too early can feel like it's jumping the cue. If your hats have swing or micro shifts, that same flam offset can suddenly feel perfect. So always audition the flam with the full drum loop playing. Two checkpoints to prevent late snare syndrome. Checkpoint 1. Mute the pre-hit. The main snare should still feel like it lands hard and on time. Checkpoint 2. Solo kick and snare. If adding the pre-hit makes the main transient feel softened, delayed, or papery, tighten the gap. Reduce the pre-hit sustain, or carve the pre-hit so it's not competing in the same transient band. Also, quick hack for fast-B without constantly nudging notes. Put the pre-hit on its own chain or even its own track, and use Ableton's track delay. Try minus 5 milliseconds, minus 10, minus 15, and find the pocket in seconds. This is especially useful when you're trying to match the flam to a particular hat groove. Now, method B, the audio flam. This is surgical. It's also amazing if you like committing to a sound and then reusing it as a single sample. In arrangement view, put your main snare audio on beat 2. Duplicate it to create a pre-hit and drag the duplicate slightly earlier. Zoom to sample level. Now you can set the offset ridiculously precisely. For clean DNB, try 8 to 15 milliseconds. For rougher jungle vibes, 15 to 25 milliseconds. Turn the pre-hit down. Clip gain minus 6 to minus 12 dB is a good start. Add small fades to avoid clicks if needed. And for one-shots, I usually recommend warp off, because warping can soften the transient. Now the pro move, commit and resample. Route the snare track to a new audio track using resampling. Record a few bars. Now you have a single flam snare sample that you can drop anywhere, and it'll be consistent every time. This is how you get that why does their snare always hit the same way effect without overthinking it. Method C, groove pool human flam. This is subtle, but musical. Start from the MIDI method, but keep the pre-hit pretty close, like 5 to 10 milliseconds. Open the groove pool and grab something like an MPC 16 swing groove from Ableton's library, or any shuffle groove you like. Drag it onto the clip. In the groove settings, go gentle. Timing 10 to 25%. Random 2 to 8%, tiny. Velocity may be 0 to 10%, optional. The key move is intention. You don't want the flam to drift into a different identity every time you tweak groove settings. So if you like what the groove does, commit it. Flatten the timing or resample, then turn the groove off. Now the pocket is stable. All right. Now let's make sure your flam stays punchy and heavy with a stock chain that doesn't smear the timing. On the snare group, whether that's inside drum rack on a bus chain or just on the track, use this practical chain. First, EQ 8, high pass around 100 to 160 HE, depending on your snare. If it's boxy, cut a little around 250 to 450 HE, maybe 2 to 5 dB with a moderate Q. If you want more crack, a small boost around 2 to 4 kHz. If you want air, a gentle shelf around 8 to 10 kHz. Second, drum bus. Drive somewhere around 5 to 20%. Crunch very carefully, 0 to 10. Boom usually off for snares or extremely subtle. Transients plus 5 to plus 20, but don't go wild. Too much transient boost can make the flam sound like two separate spikes. Third, glue compressor. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds so the transient survives. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1, and keep gain reduction modest, 1 to 3 dB max. If you slam it, the flam stops being a timing trick and becomes a flat thwack. Optional, saturator. Analog clip mode is great here. Drive 1 to 4 dB, soft clip on, and then trim output so you're not just making it louder. Think of saturator as flam glue, not loudness. It helps the two hits feel like one event. Now let's address the phase and masking thing, because this is where intermediate producers get tripped up. If you duplicate the exact same snare and offset it by a few milliseconds, sometimes you'll get comb filtering. It can sound papery, hollow, or strangely soft at the front. That's not your imagination. It's the waveform relationship. Fixes. Use a different pre-hit sample. Even a tiny rim or break tick works. Or shape the pre-hit so it's more click than crack. Shorten it, high pass it, and consider removing a bit of 2 to 4 kHz from the pre-hit so the main snare owns that band. You can also detune the pre-hit in simpler by plus or minus 10 to 30 cents. Tiny pitch contrast helps separation without needing volume. Now a few advanced variations you can try once the basic flam is working. 1. Reverse flam, also called a post-hit drag. Instead of placing a pre-hit before the snare, put a quiet follow-up after the main snare, like 5 to 18 milliseconds later. This adds thickness and weight without that marching band bottom vibe. Great for darker rollers when you want heaviness, not extra urgency. 2. Velocity ramped flam. Program 2 or 3 tiny notes leading into the main hit. First barely audible, second medium, then the main hit full velocity. Keep them super short and filtered so it still reads as one event, just with a pull in. 3. Alternate flam width every other bar. Bar 1. Tight. Like 8 to 12 milliseconds. Bar 2, slightly wider, like 14 to 18. This creates motion without adding fills or clutter. 4. Stereo wear flam. Keep the pre-hit mostly mono and centered, and let the main snare be the one with stereo room or tail. This prevents the transient from spreading sideways, which can make the hit feel less punchy. Now arrangement. Because flams are way more powerful when you treat them like punctuation. Try this. In the intro, no flam. Keep it clean. At the drop, flam only on beat 2. That creates a forward pull without overdoing it. In the next phrase, add it on 2 and 4. Maybe add tiny ghost notes. On fill bars, widen the flam offset slightly, like 10 milliseconds up to 18, just for drama. And for quick switch-ups, keep the same timing but swap the pre-hit sample to a rim, tick, or filtered break slice. Same groove, new flavor. You can also automate the pre-hit volume up by 1 or 2 dB every 8 bars to build intensity without changing the pattern. Now, let's do a quick 10-minute ear training exercise, because the fastest way to master flams is to build your own internal late snare alarm. Make a 2-bar loop at 174 with kick and hats. Put the snare on 2 and 4. Then make 3 flam variations on beat 2 only. Variation A, 8 milliseconds early, pre-hit velocity 50. Variation B, 14 milliseconds early, pre-hit velocity 60. Variation C, 22 milliseconds early, pre-hit velocity 70, more jungle-ish. On each one, high pass the pre-hit around 300 HC with auto filter. Add drum bus with transients around plus 10. Now a slash B them with rolling hats. Which one feels like it pulls you forward? Which one starts to feel like it trips over the groove? Then test with the bass loud. Dense mixes expose bad flam decisions fast. If the flam reads like a late snare when the bass comes in, tighten it and simplify the pre-hit. Before we wrap up, here are the common mistakes to avoid, in plain language. If the flam is too wide, it sounds like you made a mistake. Tighten it back towards 6 to 15 milliseconds. If the pre-hit is too loud, it sounds like a second snare. Drop it 6 to 12 dB under the main hit. If both hits are full spectrum, you'll get mud and harsh buildup. Filter the pre-hit so it's mostly mid and high tick. If you're layering identical samples, expect phase issues. Use a different source or shape the pre-hit into a different role. And if you overcompress the snare bus, you'll smear the timing. Keep the glue gentle. Final recap. DNB flams are mostly micro timing plus velocity, not extra volume. This audio version is shortened for playback.